listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hello, in the live stream, what makes a different noise? Monday, October 16th, 2017. We're just talking with Knoxville Freemason about the Las Vegas Oaks and also Napoleon Wilson. Good day, Manx.
Hey.
Good day, Del Cora as well, and Tommy D27. Good day.
Hey, hey Tom. How are you, Freemason? How are you, everybody?
Good evening, everybody.
The usual gang of idiots, as they say in Mad Magazine. Okay. We're just talking about how in the Vegas hoax, now they've laid... Now they've laid out the Las Vegas conspiracy believers narrative out for all those that aren't familiar with hoaxes. Not so Freemason. That's a Blue Jay, actually. Is that a Blue Jay making that noise?
Sounds like it. Let me see if I can call him.
Yeah, I think it's a Blue Jay. Toronto Blue Jays in Florida. Yeah, we're just saying that one of the differences in the Vegas hoax is they've been laying out warnings for all those that hear different conspiracies now, letting people know that there will be people that don't believe and they're conspiracy nuts. So they're really laying the groundwork for people to try and understand these things.
Let us not believe in outrageous conspiracy theories.
That's fantastic.
But we remember that line, don't we, after 9/11. But, I mean, yeah, haven't they gone on about that ever since they started talking about conspiracy theorists, you know, around JFK and wackos?
Well, yeah, and as of late, they've been putting Alex Jones on CNN and HLN, and he really turns up the crazy when he's on there. You know, he'll start doing his bulldog routine. And,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, just he's a walking put you off conspiracy theories person, isn't he? Yeah, he's just the way he is, enough to put most people off.
But the other thing, not so Freemason and Napoleon brought up in the other audio area was that allegedly some woman who said she heard about multiple shooters or may have witnessed multiple shooters, she's now dead. And this is nothing new in PSYOPs. PSYOPs are not only the main event, but they're also all the follow-up, small follow-up events afterwards. This is nothing new. All people that don't believe the official narrative, they all mysteriously seem to drop off, get killed, die. And that's also trauma-based mind control, where if anyone doesn't believe the official story, you might just not have a good day the next day.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Barry Jennings story.
Yep, 9/11.
No, sorry, going back to 9/11 again, but it's a good example, isn't it? Yeah, and he was just...
Yeah.
But the story went on for ages with the sort of in the alternative, and the loose change guys were interacting with him, they were seeing him, and they made a film with him, you know, they were going to expose him. And then he dies mysteriously. You know, he has a heart attack. But it's made clear that it's all uncertain. So we're to sort of the shadow of the idea of this shadowy, murderous, hidden government that kill people that investigate these things.
Yes.
Yeah. And it adds to the overall lore of the you know, once you start venturing into the whole conspiracy end of things.
Yes.
You've got this wall of bullshit and built up narratives and characters that are sort of fleshed out more so than just the victim of a picture or whatever. Then they're taken out, you know. And then that'll put the Jesus people, you know, that, you know.
But the point is, this is part of it, isn't it? This is part of the PSYOP.
Yes. And it's why, when we talking, sorry, Tim, in conversation in the pub or in the bar or wherever, we'll get a bad rep because it's not just the operation, it's the follow-up. And it puts it in people's heads, you know, these idiot conspiracy theorists. It certainly does, well, it seems to around where I am.
Oh, yeah. My brother, who's in the media, not directly, but he's supporting media. I didn't talk to him about it because it just becomes really friction. But I did overhear him talking about the conspiracy angle and saying, I think I heard him say that people, there's the whole conspiracy crowd already about Vegas. This is a week or two ago, whenever it started. And he said that, yeah, they're out there pumping another story to make money. So he said, I don't know if he was taking a shot at me because he knows what I talk about, but he just mentioned the whole conspiracy angle and how they're there to just make money off the story. That's what he thought.
Sorry, Tom, go on.
Go ahead.
Go on, Tom.
I can't remember what I was going to say. Even my... who've got some sort of an open mind about things. But now if you take in the media, you're going to have a bad impression of conspiracy theorists, really. You know, you're going to end up
with
an open mind. Because if you're going to take it in and say, yeah, we're given a bad rep, we're made to seem like flakes. And to be, half the time, I think I am, you know what I mean? Because I've been brainwashed by it all so much. You know, my family go roll their eyes one more time again and go, oh, God, I don't believe in all your theories. You know, and I can tell that they're, you know, they've been well conditioned by to think this way about theorizing alternatively on these things.
Yes, they're told what to think. Yeah, go, Del.
Yeah, not even, you know, you wouldn't even have to mention a conspiracy per se, but a lot of people are conditioned like that. That if you give them any kind of information, like a health tip or something, you know, or the internet, oh, you got it off the internet. It's like
yes. They always say it's from the internet. Well, yeah. Where do you get your crap from? The TV? Why is the TV?
Exactly. That's a schizophrenic idea towards the internet. Like, they'll go on Facebook, but then, you know, you tell them any kind of information. Oh, that's the internet, you know?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, I get that all the time. Oh, you're just reading off the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted my actual research on this Facebook group that was like a 9/11 debate. Group. I started the Facebook just to try to get some dialogue going about research or whatever. Like, I don't even use Facebook. So I get on there and I post it and I immediately get all these attacks that, oh, you're just copying other people's conspiracies research and stuff. And they didn't even like look into it at all. You know, there was, I didn't cite, you know, any conspiracy people or like they just had all these preconceived ideas and instantly jumped in with them. It was really frustrating because I'd come with an argument and their counterpoint would be like, you just got that off YouTube or something. It's like, no. Like these
yeah,
guys, you can find them
shooting the you know? Shooting the messenger.
Theory gets thrown around too much. Like not everything's a theory.
Well, I wouldn't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I just don't believe anything the government tells me. I'm sure there's a difference.
Well, a lot of science is theory, though. Just say, well, what about the atomic theory or the gene theory? Those are theories. They're not so great themselves, are they?
Yeah, you're right.
Virus theory, well,
you believe, yeah, the theory of gravity. It's still a theory.
Evolution.
And it's not those are theories, and they're not really great theories. I just posted the latest thing I saw on our state news, and they didn't quote any actual names from the university down the road, down the QE, the Queen Elizabeth way, as we say. They were saying how research says it's quite likely that humans form from ponds. You know, like, come on. I made a thing and I got little trolled over it. I said, I'm going to believe that we were perfectly created by God before I believe that a bunch of lucky molecules bumped in a pond. I'm sorry. The pond theory just doesn't work for me. That one is just too far out. I'll take perfect creationism over just a bunch of pond scum.
Do you know, even if they could point out one animal where they said, right, we'll look to see how this has evolved, it'd be brilliant. But if you take humans out of the equation, every other animal doesn't make sense. Sharks, spiders, you know, amazing. So that thing is people believe in that because people want an answer. People look to the white coats. People, you know, they like to believe the someone with authority, don't they? And that's why we end up being all this authority. Is it a case of just disregarding all authority? No, we're not that daft, you know. We're not going to say you don't need smoke alarms. Ab's still going to pay his taxes, you know. Tom's going to tune his guitar, so there is authority. Del will still use the same amount of yeast and honey. There are certain parameters that everybody who comes on here follows. But, to say you just, you know, this is what I mean. I do not call myself a conspiracy theorist anymore. I just don't believe anything I've been told in my lifetime, and I'm double-checking. I'll do.
Well, I don't believe
I don't believe the scary stuff, but I believe a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The good guy always wins. There you go. Oh, no.
Yeah,
the good guy comes last. Oh, no.
If you're trying to scare us.
I think the good guy always gets screwed by the bad guy, but that's another story.
The cheat will, you know, if he doesn't, will always win the game if he doesn't get found out, if no one knows he's cheating from him.
But, the Weinstein thing, I think the only thing, I don't believe most of the Weinstein story either. I just think that if he is a lech and a creep, which that's believable, but just the timing of the release of the story to really scrub the main headlines of Vegas, I think that part was definitely set in motion on purpose.
He looks a bit like a killer.
I can believe. And
he looks a bit like a killer as well, doesn't he? Segway to another
place. I don't care what he looks like, but I think it's easy to believe that he was a creep, but on the other hand, he is the media's creep. So in that sense, I'm not sure how much of a creep he was, but I think the way that they are turning this into an issue, media issue, is suspicious. That's all. But
it's an issue that, you know, you would think it was par for the course. Casting couch and all that reference.
Right. But
it's a normal...
Sorry, Tim.
But these are the very same people who'll be freaking out about the lechery of some Hollywood producer, as if, you know, that was news. These are the same people who, years back, were jumping up...
And these would be the fake guns out of film.
Yeah, well, apart from the guns, I'm trying to say that these are the same people who were standing up for a pedophile like Roman Polanski. You know, stories that came out about him. And at the end of the day...
Do you believe the Roman Polanski story, by the way?
No, at the end of the day, I believe it's all just put out there for our... You know, one thing after it's a constant drip of stories and bullshit. And I'm quite surprised that they didn't make more hay out of this L.A. thing. You know, why did they shelve it so quick? You think they would have made a meeting. It's like 9/11.
But do you think there was... 9/11 is different because now we do have a pretty decent skeptic crowd on the Internet, whether they're paid or real. But I'm just wondering if it was better just to shut the whole Vegas top-of-the-headline story down and just wipe it off with the Weinstein stuff.
Well, I suppose they do have it down to a T, and they'd have 24-hour news rolling for a few days on Vegas, and they'd have everyone sufficiently topped up in the narrative so that they'd probably just
go on. Well, and they're never gonna sew up the loose end. They're just gonna keep putting out competing stories, and you can just pick and choose like a grocery store which one you want to buy.
They've received the most important part, which was the emotional angle. That, you know, there's only the emotion part going. I mean, within a day or two, the the victims were already getting out of the hospital and walking away smiling, you know. So
well,
I think they wrapped it up quickly.
Yeah. Well, Paul Craig Roberts, PCR, who he said he put a letter from a real surgeon on his website who wrote to him. And that led to a YouTube they posted about real trauma surgery at the University of Maryland. And they just showed how difficult it was and how long it took to repair a gunshot wound to a leg. And the surgery looked pretty realistic to me. I think it was a fairly old television show. I think there used to be a TV show on the Learning Channel called Trauma Surgery or something. But the point was to rebuild a leg that's just had a gunshot wound, it takes a long time. And they build a whole scaffolding over the leg. And basically, once they set everything, you cannot move. You can't move for months because the bone does not heal overnight. It takes months. And the guy even said,
physical therapy.
And they have to.
Yeah, well, forget that, though. I mean, you're in bed with your leg in quite an elaborate scaffold.
Yeah.
Even the surgeon said, he said, well, this looks like a good surgery, but we'll have to wait and see if it takes. Because if it doesn't take, the leg comes off. That's it. You only get one pretty good chance. And if they do a good job, he said, well, there's a really good chance it'll take. But, you know, things happen. Blood clots occur and whatnot. And it's worse. He just said, worst comes to worst, the leg comes off. Because it'll just turn gangrene. And once it's there, nothing we can do. It comes off. So, and then the next video, they show the guy with a gunshot wound just hop out of bed as soon as he saw Menlania walk into the room. It was hilarious. He got up. He couldn't wait to get up.
How many thousands of actors has people seen down through the years of people getting shot and jumping out of bed the next day with the bandages on them, or that night, you know, the superhero cops, you know, the...
Oh, I know. And, you know, the funny thing is, for some reason, one of the podcasts I listened to told me to watch Eraser. I think they were just talking about the witness protection plan and reassigning new identities, and I forgot it was Arnold.
That was John Adams. I was shouting at my phone saying, don't watch it, don't watch it.
Oh, it was John Adams. So I'm watching it, and I forgot how violent the damn thing is. That's when I used to measure movies by KPM, kills per minute.
Yeah.
And this guy...
But in John's defense, he did say it was just for the witness protection, but he said, you know, he didn't say it was all
me. Okay, thank you, Napoleon. Yes, okay. Well, the point is, Arnie put his hand on a nail gun, and it shot a hole in his hand. And I was waiting to see if they were going to just ignore that in the next scene, but they had a little red dot where the nail had gone through an hour before. So they did sort of address it, not just totally leave it out in the next scene, but it was just funny. So, yeah, it's things heal really quickly in the movies.
Yeah.
It's all that time in between takes.
But that's people's reality, actually. It really is, you know. And we don't see people get shot except in the movies. And they're right back at it in the next scene, practically.
Yeah. I'm good.
Sorry, Tom, you're breaking up there.
Sorry, yeah, just it was Route 91 festival, wasn't it? That happened, that Las Vegas thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if hurricanes are like if they last for a long time, but on the 26th of August, we were getting reports that Hurricane Harvey was going to be the worst storm since 1961. It was going to hit Texas. The worst hurricane since Hurricane Carla in 61. And then this one we've had in the west coast of Ireland, same thing. Hurricane Ophelia could be Ireland's worst storm since 61.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if what's going on there, if anything's going on with that.
So you're just saying they repeat the magic numbers.
Yeah, they seem to be repeating this magic number since 1961. It's like a cross Atlantic duality there.
Well, the only one that might have been around in 1961 is Deer Del Croix.
Deer Del Croix was only a glint in his father's eye in 1961.
All right, well, okay, you're younger and you're younger than you look.
Thanks.
That fucking really made his day.
Yeah.
I tell you, you're the only You're the only grandfather on the radio show, so I don't know.
Talk about wounds. And nearly cut me feckin' hand off today. Talk about, you know, I said to Elaine, quick, call the news. Man nearly cuts his hand off in hurricane, you know. And
what were you doing? Were you cutting a tree down or what? Are you trying to save a tree?
I was inside the house and we're doing a little bit of built-in wardrobe.
An
old one, right? And this thing must have been there 40 years, right? And it got to the stage where some of the screws, you just couldn't get in at them. They were gone, worn out. And it was down to the brute force and ignorance, like, you know, mallet, hammer, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're just banging away at it.
Yeah, no. And it was one of the shelves, and I got it loose and all that. And the next minute, I was pulling on it, and I think I pulled too heavy and too quick, because it just slammed down real quick, and there was a little bit of a screw that was sticking outside of it, and cut right across the band, right? Now, and I just looked at it, and you know something, man? I you know the way you can see veins on your hand? Well, I don't know if you can see them yet, but I can see veins on my hand.
Yeah,
right?
I got veins, but yeah, they're pretty cool.
Vein actually tore across, it moved across, you see.
Oh.
I could see another sort of millimeter, man, and the vein would have been cut, right? So that was talk about a blessing in disguise. But the thing was, I literally could see the vein.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You know, if I did nearly
I never thought of you as vain, Delqua.
Well, I'm so vain, and this song is about me.
I literally
shoved the skin across back over the vein and got a little plaster on it, and just keep it together, and I'll have a look at it tomorrow.
Well, I hope it's all right, Del. They say one guy killed himself with a chainsaw in Ireland today. He's pretty dead.
Choice!
Is that weather related, or is that just a fucking sloppy with a chainsaw?
6 months, it ain't even gone black that time.
Idiot award. The crazy stuff, you know? This is the crazy kind of stuff.
I think they need to license chainsaws.
By the way, it doesn't have to be a hurricane, right? Out of the ordinary storm, windy storm over here. And someone's always killed by a tree. Well, someone's always reportedly killed by a tree falling on their car. Just happened.
That
was Gary. Yeah. I'll just say my thing on the Ophelia thing. When I saw it's a Hurricane Ophelia going to hit the west coast of Ireland, I said, oh, well, that's guaranteed, because Ophelia, of course, is in Hamlet, Shakespeare's Hamlet, mm-hmm. and she dies very famously, one of the most famous deaths, sort of poetic deaths in literature. And so she dies when a tree breaks and she falls in the water. So I thought, well, that's guaranteed. They're going to say a young woman's died or a woman's died from a tree falling on her.
Couldn't she swim?
Ophelia. Yeah, you'll have to ask Shakespeare. It's dodgy. Yeah, it's tenuous. He's asking it. But yeah, one person died. First of all, they said someone's died, and it was a woman involving a tree and water, it said on the news. It said that.
In her 20s first, but it was
reported as in her 20s, then it came out she's in her 50s. So what's going on there? I think they do it on purpose, so they get it into a certain amount of people's heads. They'll just remember that initial report. And it'll be a young woman dying. Ophelia
died. But she wasn't trying to cut the tree down with a chainsaw, though. That wasn't her.
She didn't decapitate her.
What are you trying to
Oh, I'm a lumberjack. Okay, you're all right.
That's the EGI street, but I don't think the EGI street got a bit of hurt in there.
I have an hurricane update, if anybody's interested.
That will confirm it for you.
Oh, yeah, we're in the path of it now, it's happening. I don't know whether anybody can hear us.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay, yeah, hurricane update. Hello, everyone. Good evening. Everybody in the audio live stream chat, except Rolo, I'll tell him what happened. I'll private message him. We had a bit of an outage, nothing to do with the hurricane. But yeah, the leaves are tinkling a bit. My cat loves it because it's blowing all the rubbish out that's been lying. And they're standing in the wind, facing the wind as it's come. It's coming from the southwest. And where I am means it's coming from the southwest, which is your way, more or less. All our weather comes that way. So don't mind me saying so. Steams
well, thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but really, the wind is blowing, but it's such a gentle and warm wind. I don't think there's anything to be.
It was like that. It was like that. As you know, early morning this morning before it really started taking off, it was just this gentle, warm breeze. You know,
today was a crazy day. If you don't mind me saying so, imagine your interface on your. I've got mine on dark theme, a grey theme. Today has been very much like that till it broke about 4 o'clock. Are you all right? Yeah, sure. I'm going to stop thinking this.
Well, thank you for the update, Typo.
Well, yeah, but it hasn't finished yet because do you want to go downstairs and give us a real update? Because the wind is blowing and it isn't quite an odd wind. There's no other way to put it, you know. Yeah, I can tell it gust. Sorry, Tom, you're down.
The Midlands didn't do the hurricane. It's due the west coast of Scotland tonight. But thanks for the update, Types.
Well, it's coming over the...
Got a bit of a breeze. He's got a bit of a breeze on the left-hand side
of
the
air. Well, this is the point. The hurricane update. But, yeah, really, sorry about this, boss. I am not a disruptor. But as soon as we're talking about weather porn, once again, we have the BBC to thank for this. And he's a name... well... you're not born with names like this. They're obviously invented. His name was Michael Fish. And he was our guy. The Met.
Yeah, and, don't worry about the hurricane.
No need to worry about the hurricane. Anyway, Hurricane Tinkerbell, when it finally struck. Do you remember when it unleashed its powers? And there weren't too much. But I am surprised that... you know, I don't know much about insurance, and if somebody offered me a policy that said that tree outside your house, as beautiful as it is, as ancient, could fall on your fucking motor, and if you carry on parking it there, with or without a drop curb, you are going to have some kind of charge on top of you, I would not be surprised, because you know what they're like. You know what these people are like. So, where we live, trying to get insurance, you're in a kind of area where you're going to pay a premium to a degree, aren't you? No matter what, well, obviously, the nicer the car, the more the premium. But that's neither here nor there, so I guess still, you know, it ain't downtown New York we live. Thanks for the big shout-out the other day, by the way, in the Carnegie Museum. And anyway, I'll carry on with the point. The point is that these insurance companies, if you live in a wooded area, which, let's face it, we kind of do. Thank God the people that invented this city in 1822. Yeah, it's been around since Doomsday, but never really got themselves together since Joseph Priestley fucked up, I suppose. And they're like, oh, what do you come into? As soon as I try to address the Lunar Society, you're coming
in. All right,
I'm
back.
Sorry, hi. Yeah, and but it is.
Something.
Are
you still doing your update?
What happened to you, Ab? Sorry. Well, the thing about it is the leaves really haven't suffered any kind of shock. So they're hanging on like leaves do. And, an update certainly is. Yeah, but the idea of the Michael Fish when they...
All right. Well, we've heard enough of that update. We'll get back to Typo in a minute.
Lovely. Well, yeah, let me put in there for a split second. In the live stream chat, I put a picture of London, and that's where it looked like today under the red sun. Everything was orange and sepia. Like all I say, right. It was very, very much 1970s.
It was nice. Yeah, it was like one of those surreal lighting situations. Yeah, it was good.
Would any of that be tied in with this whole thing of Queenie quite possibly being dead and you're doing the transition to bring in another...
Oh. About Queenie, we don't hear about that here. There's a lot of Queenie talk over there.
And the sky did go orange.
Well, wait till it goes purple, and then you can say that.
You posted, Tom, in relation to that, and I was hearing stuff as well about, you know, that people that you know, she's not doing her official engagements, and there's others doing the engagements, and
well, yeah, Dale, it's a good question with the old Queenie, because the British, yes, the Queen, she's at the end of her term. She has to be, doesn't she? So there's going to be a takeover at some point. And I've been theorising that obviously it's going to all be under control, what they do. But yeah, I don't. It's going to happen soon, but I don't. She's due her platinum anniversary in 2022. I think 70 years she'll be on the throne then. I think they might retire her then. I don't know, but it's definitely.
I'd like
a time
to know what her diet is and have some of what she's having.
Yeah, they just keep them alive, don't they?
Royal jelly as well.
Royal
jelly.
Queen bees have, don't they? Yeah, I mean, it's going to be all, they'll tailor everything in, won't they? They'll make it a dramatic event, and they'll manage public opinion at that time, and refer to history but yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything specific on it. There was this other thing that this is Leicester, the Sabian, and they just put out this single called King for a Day, and the king that's related to Leicester is King Richard III. He was king for only 2 years and then deposed. But Leicester City, the football team, were king for a day in a way, in the British football terms. They'd won the league with a real shock win a couple of years back. And they'd just been aligned with this old king, and he was dug up in a co-op car park or something in Leicester a couple of years ago. And the Kasabian, the band from Leicester, have put out this video, King for a Day. And Leicester won the Premier League, wearing the shirts King Power with King Power on them, playing in the King Power Stadium. So I'm a bit of a side issue. We talk about monarchs and things. It was just something I was looking at today and seeing how popular culture figures like this Kasabian or the football are aligned with the old king. And just to keep the monarchy, the monarchical thing, the sort of story alive, is what it's doing.
Right. Who on this forum was talking about auto hoaxes? It was Rollo, but did anyone else in today's group
well,
here?
I think I'm classed as an auto hoaxer because I don't believe anything.
Who brought the topic up before Rollo?
Del said they're not new. Del's known about the term for a while.
Oh, okay. Because Xylophilex brought it up, that he said it was on David Icke's forum, and he put a link to it. So I thought that was interesting. I don't read David Icke's forum regularly at all. Maybe I should start looking at it.
Well, before you do that, I'd read David Icke's forum, because that's not too bad either. No, I'm only joking. Yeah, no, I'm not, I've never... I've listened to a couple of his talks. He talks the talk, but he doesn't do media fakery. So
yeah, no, but it's in his forums though.
Because
I know Xylophilex and I think Psiopticon were always over at David Icke. He posts over there too.
Well, it's like where shills have to charge up. It's like the shills are electric cars, so they all have to return to home base, and that seems to be like David Icke. The old return back there, get a quick charge, exchange what information.
Are they the ones starting this whole auto hoax thing? Are they the ones that are trying to make this term?
No, they're trying to make it unacceptable for us to say that, you know, seriously, don't believe in it. You know, they're trying to make it look into it. Well, it's basically, we've had a blueprint of what auto hoax isn't off Jay Dial in the past couple of weeks. Because you're going, well, you know, folks, even though we know the last lot is, you know, really dodgy. Now, you don't want to say everything because I personally know someone who's died in this. So what you're doing there is that's the auto hoax antidote. So, you know, so you've got the auto hoax word being thrown out, and then you've got that. People looking into bullshit. Why are people looking into bullshit, seriously? Sorry, spinning out there. But yeah, auto hoax is a new term, apparently, even though I'd only heard of it a couple of days ago.
Good time.
I just thought, yeah, I mean, where do you go? For when I was first looking at the internet and looking for answers on 9/11 or alternative to anything, really, but fine.
Oh, by the way, Tom, KP, King Power is 1016, so it's an invert in 9/11. There you go. You know what I mean?
KP, yeah. Peanuts. It has its own power. That's quite a powerful couple of letters, KP.
KP.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, looking for places when I... And you end up... You know, where do you look? Where do you look? These mainstream sites, David Icke. There was one in England I used to look at. What was this? Richard Hall.
Oh, he's a buddy, isn't
it? Remember
oh,
him?
Yeah. I've actually listened to some of his more recent ones, and I've actually, like, put them together and threw them up on the bog for a laugh, you know?
Yeah, we saw it. I posted those, didn't I?
Yeah.
You did.
They did 9/11. It was just ridiculous.
Trying to do damage limitation on 9/11.
They're still doing the bullshit. But he's there for a specific reason as well. He's still pushing the
9/11
thing all the time, and, no, he seems to have his own little, what would you call it, dossier of things. And those were suicides in Wales. Remember that whole pitch? I actually looked at that one that he did. Now, there was no point in turning it into an audio because it was a bit disjointed. Like, the whole first segment was all just like an ad for his videos on Madeleine McCann. He's re-released them or whatever and given them away and that kind of stuff. But the other bit then dealt with this so-called documentary that these filmmakers made about this phenomenon of all these suicides that were going on in this particular area in Wales, Tom.
Yeah,
and it was pushed in the main, you know, it was pushed in the media, so therefore, you know, it's a good chance of it being the PSYOP, right? But the name of the place escapes me right now, but it actually, the name of it was something, you know, kind of, you know, esoteric in a way as well. But the thing is that they were pushing this, and someone made a documentary about it, like an American guy that had something else to do with, you know, the last thing you'd expect him to be doing is filmmaking, because he was involved in some sort of financial scandal or something like that, but yet he was involved in this thing. But they actually interviewed, and one of the dudes was going on about that his brother killed himself in this thing, and then he was saying, oh, he'd never do that, and blah, blah, blah. And then 3 weeks later, he killed himself. And then the angle they're trying to push that it's like MK Ultra, or they're being, you know, brainwashed into it, or, you know.
Yeah.
I found it all odd. Do you remember that stuff, yeah?
Yeah, he supports that kind of big, scary, hidden power type idea, didn't he? The murderous hidden elite. Really. Yeah, I mean, it's Spook Central, that thought. There was an alternative channel once it came on. It was actually on my cable.
Just to be on a Sky platform, because I remember watching it. It was, what was it called? Edge Media.
That's the one. It's got to be, you know, British intelligence.
That sounds like Vice. Vice is CIA, isn't it? Vice Network?
I'm not sure about that, but...
But Edge Media was certainly, you know, we've got to have something edgy.
It was like they'd have an interview with David Icke, or they'd have... there used to be this dude who used to do all the UFO stuff, and then there was another guy with the New World Order stuff.
They love the crop circles. Obsessed
crop
with them.
Circles, all that stuff. Crop circles, it's the Bigfoot. You know, they'd cater to all the conspiracies.
Well, those are weak ones. I don't like them. I never got into those.
But, like, bearing in mind, this is on sort of, you know, well, they call it satellite TV, but you know what I mean. It's out on mainstream.
Paranormal stuff. I find it so boring. Ghosts. Art Bell got into a lot of that, Coast to Coast. They do so much of the paranormal crap that I just could never be a regular listener on that.
You know, funny enough, I just was looking there at Michael Fish. I was having a route around for a funny picture of him. But it's actually 30 years
from this year.
The time of his hurricane prediction. Right, he just said, you know, the crack. But there was a hurricane 30 years ago. 1987, and now we've got this. So that's half of the 61 anyway, you know?
Del, you listen to the space. You post a lot of this stuff. I never listened to it, but I know you told me already, but what do you like about that show?
I occasionally listen to Spaceman. The guy's been doing the same thing for like the past 20 years, if not longer. And he's on the mainstream radio stations. You'd know it being in Canada.
AM
640.
Yeah.
right? If you didn't, like me, I don't watch the news. I don't, you know, I get bits and pieces, like, from the likes of yourself or whatever. He's a formula. He does the same formula, right? The Illuminati stuff, the the Merovingians, you know, that belief that...
Ancient bloodline of Mary.
Bloodline of Mary, right? Jesus didn't die on the cross and they made their way to France and blah, blah, blah. And then you got the Illuminati. And their playbook is, you know, because they're trying to make it sort of come through. And the thing about him is every week, he'll rattle off all the mainstream news. So whatever news is, he'll do, you know. You know the way you just know something from listening to them? Very occasionally, I don't have the time to listen to everything that I post, man. I told you that before. But there's other stuff I just post because people like listening to it. And that time when I did pause me, Bob, please, can you post to Spaceman or can you do this? Because as far as I know, there's only literally two sources for the Spaceman. Unless I was to actually try to find, you know, AM 640 and physically record it myself and cut the ads out. Why would I bother doing that? But what I'm saying is there is only two sources on it, and one of them is the CyberSage, which is a torrent.
Yeah.
That's going back years. But there's a lad there that posts that maybe he's the one who records it. I don't know. Hootsma is his name, and he's in Holland. But he has it there every week. I just download it. I re-upload it myself to my Kiwi, and I just make it available.
Okay. But you don't listen to it all the time.
But you know what I mean. It's there. I have stuff like that. I put it on the memory stick, and I have stuff in the car, you know. But there's so much other stuff to listen to anyway. But what I'm saying is, I could put on an episode of, like, Alan Watt. I started listening to a couple of his shows, and only recently again. And there's no bloody difference. I even put that at the bottom when I say there's no change here. It's the only thing that's different is he's reading the headlines or whatever from this time. You know, he's not, you know, it's the same kind of doom and gloom.
He's so Alan Watt. I mean, he's very listenable, isn't he? And he seems to be talking a lot of, you know, intelligent sense and with such confidence and such. You know, I listened to him so much on Alex Jones years ago, but yeah, what a doom and gloom merchant he really is. Anyway,
he ever bought off the internet, right? Was cutting through the matrix. His book, and he's got three books, right? And basically what it was I bought the three of them. So basically I got, you know, about, I don't know, 50 or 60 pages of photocopied stuff put together in a ring binder, and that was his three books. And through, and there's just stuff in it. It's just, you know, pointing out a lot of the stuff that's already out there. You know, you can find this stuff online, you know, with the Illuminati and the different, you know, concepts and fly. He rattles off the same stuff, you know. They all seem to be there for the particular, in the buffet of conspiracy, man. You've got your stall with Alan Watt. You've got your stall with, you know, Freeman. You've got your stall with the Spaceman.
Yes, it's like a flea market of conspiracy.
It
looks like Heroes is into the audio stream. Hello, Heroes.
Hey, I apologize if my audio is crappy, but I am on a parking lot on the way to the Tampa airport, and I just checked in to see if anyone was in, and man, it's a party.
That's true. Are you heading to your private jet?
I am. I'm going to Pedo Island.
Pedo Island?
Pedo Island, you know, with
Pedo
Epstein. Epstein, yeah, with Epstein. Yeah. And meeting Bill, my buddy Bill.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to work, but...
Are you going to Vegas?
I am not going to Vegas. I'm going to Miami, though. So I'm... I don't know.
The next PSYOP, are you?
I just felt compelled that there's going to be a shooting tomorrow in Miami, and I wanted to be an actor. And
right.
I applied. I'm kidding, CIA. I'm kidding.
You're a talent scout for crisis actors. That's what you're.
Yeah, I am.
Well, roll your sleeves up. You got to roll your sleeves up if you're in Miami.
What kind of plane flies from Tampa to Miami? It must be a
really one. A really small one that I hate flying Spirit Airlines because they are, you know, they use the guise of Delta. So you think you can check in like a big boy normally and just, you know, pre-check. You can't. It's just an absolute horrible airline, but I have to do it. So, you know, I'm taking one for the team. You know how it goes.
Air America kind of scenario, is it?
Excuse me?
Air America. It's like a sort of a cabbage crate.
Yeah. Yeah, really bad. Really bad.
That distance, you could take a chopper.
You could. And I could actually drive it. But based upon the traffic right now from my home to Tampa Airport, I really don't think I could drive it. So, I think I've heard you. Do you drive for a living or?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm in traffic now.
So, okay. So you know how it goes when you're just in, you know, a parking lot. So that's where I am. I've been at conferences for the last week and a half or whatever. I've been,
What are you finding out?
Not able to check in.
What are people talking about?
You know what? It's just, in my operating reality, it is just poof, gone. It's like, next? Nothing. Nobody's talking about it. It was the fastest hit and run that I've ever seen. And nobody gives a shit, really.
Okay, so what do people talk about in your circles about just mainstream stuff? Is it still Trump 24/7?
No.
Okay.
No, it's NFL.
Oh, NFL. There was some theory that the NFL ratings, like probably all live sports, the ratings are way down, so now that means revenues are going to be down. And they're
It's down legit 30% because, you know, I mean, seriously, people who are, you know, just regular football fans don't give a shit about any of this crap. And it's frankly, I think, pissed off middle America. And... Yeah. So I think they're bouncing back from that and trying to serve two masters, which never works. But so my prediction is that, you know, it'll just, like Vegas, poof, go away. It'll just, they'll consider it a good attempt. They got up to bat and they swung and missed. Now let's go on to the next news cycle because, you know, ratings are down. But, what's everyone think here about Vegas? I'm so interested in this group's opinion of, do you think there are victims or not? Okay.
Not me. Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance. And now that I watch the little thing on what real trauma surgery is like, then there's just no way.
But it doesn't make any sense with what we have come to understand, I don't think, here, does it, Tim? Could you think they're killing people when they do these ops?
No.
And that they don't do it. They don't do it.
So what do you make of someone that I've always listened to and thought?
Uh-oh, he went away. Went away on my end. Yeah, you back?
Yeah, too.
Heroes.
Who's he going to say? He's going to say.
I know. Now we're on the edge of our seats now. Oh, no.
Who is he going to say? Sometime who he's kind of respected.
I was going to get Jay
Jones.
Yeah. They do the flip. They do that. Suddenly you think, they come out with something that you think is completely incongruous.
They flip.
So you think, they flip. Yeah,
I'm so sorry, everyone. My question was,
I can't wait.
Ed Opperman seemed to be a credible source.
Ed Opperman. I don't know Ed Opperman.
end up in the dodgiest sin. He's an old club owner from New York who's got his sticky fingers in everything from the late 70s up until the mid-90s.
Is this Dell?
Yeah. No, this is Denny Hackett.
That's Napoleon.
So you call bullshit on Dell? I mean, on Ed?
On Ed Opperman, especially because he uses his fucking logo on a Superman sign, the snidey bastard, sullying Superman's fucking symbol. He needs a slap. He's probably been involved with fucking everything from underage prostitution to drug dealing. He's part of the club scene, isn't he, in New York, so therefore he's got to deny everything about 911. You can't pull him up on 911.
Wow, because he's pulled it off in my mind. I've deemed him kind of credible, and I'm like, you know.
That's only because of his guests, though, because he's had good guests on, and they back him up. That's the game, and that's the name of the game.
So what did Ed Offerman have to say? What is he saying?
Well, he lives in Vegas, and he had a podcast, like, the next day, where it was almost just like the guy was to tears. So, I mean, not legitimately. He wasn't acting, I don't think. But he was like, hey, all of you people out there are saying that there are no victims. You know, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. My wife, she works at an ER. They had incoming all night long, and there were real victims. There were people who died.
The only thing about that is I heard the Fetzer show, and we know we have our biases against Fetzer. He said he called the three closest hospitals, and he didn't put it on the internet or anything, but he said when he called, they had no record of any gunshot victims that night at any of the three hospitals. And he gave the phone numbers of all the hospitals for anyone to call. And he said one hospital just said, we can't tell you anything about the event at all. And they wouldn't talk to him. So,
You've got to have, because they know people are getting wise to this faking death.
Right.
That's got to be a planned tactic of disinfo, hasn't it, really? Of defense. They've got to have good stories for the, oh, they were victims. You know, and it seems in this one, it has been pushed.
Well, the Vegas sheriff, I heard his press conference from 2 days ago, and he even said, listen, I'm reading from a script. He called it the narrative, and I won't be answering any questions. I'm just reading it, and he's not a good reader. The way he read it was so badly stilted that there's no way you could take his narrative seriously. It was just ridiculous what he was saying.
Jim, have you got a link to that? We could play it here.
Play it. Just go to fakeologist.com, and it should be the last post, the latest post, rather.
Last time I went to fakeologist.com, all I could see was the last audio chat. That's what I'm saying. I was looking.
One thing I'll add to it, is that I think, actually, there was a bomb scare in London recently, a mini site with a bucket bomb on a tube train. But then there's a massive stampede of people panicking and running away. Now, they got hurt running away. They panicked and they got hurt in the crash. Now, I think PSYOPs can be a bit fucking brutal like that, in the sense that they...
Yeah, the people who are just caught up in it in the middle of all...
There's genuine injuries, I think. I think the system is that... but not to the state of blowing people's heads off, but I do think that, and people have effectively done it to themselves by panicking, you know, so it's all legal. You can legally say, you know, they actually specifically hurt someone by doing that.
I think I heard, I know I heard, either through you or elsewhere, that there was a Reddit post or some post where they were talking about these security systems companies, OSI, I believe, was one, and then another one which I researched to find was not public, but I did call my broker and I did invest in OSI after that because I'm like, this, I believe this. I think this is so screwed up that this is about installing electronic screening.
But it's about everything, yeah.
And
it's about all these things.
So for the first time, I thought, you know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, just on putting it all on black, right? Not, I'm just to be able to measure by 2020, 2021, whether or not, you know, the stock goes up. And I think I bought it at OSI at 95 2 days ago. And nice. We'll see. We'll see. It'll be an interesting conversation in a few years for us to have.
Yeah. Hey, Dell, I can't find it. I don't know what happened. It must have gone in the cyber.
Yeah, it's not on.
It must have gone onto the dark web. So just go on to YouTubers, and I swear I posted it, but anyway, go on YouTube and look up Sheriff, what's his last, Sheriff Lombardi, and look at a press conference from 2 days ago.
Sheriff
find it. I think it's
Lombardi.
Lombardi?
Sheriff Lombardi.
I can't find the damn thing.
You guys work away there, and I'll tell you when I have it.
And if you can't find it there, go to 973 No Agenda Show, 973.nashownotes.com, and look under clips. And
I have it. I found it. It's 17 minutes long. Would that be it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's it. Play a bit. He starts right off. I think he even starts in the middle of it.
But even just even the thumbnails.
Anyway. Yeah, go ahead and play that, Dell.
Let me know if you can hear this.
Hey, I'm going to give you an update where we currently are.
I find that very low. That copy sounds very low. Hang on, I'll get a better one.
And then I'll be happy to ask.
Yeah, they're pretty low.
Everybody, Bill Lombardo, Sheriff Clark County, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. This press conference will probably be a little bit different than you experienced earlier. It's going to be more informational versus Q&A. So my intent today is to provide some clarification on some outstanding issues out there in the public forum on reference timeline, fuel tanks, a couple other items. And then I'll provide the opportunity for SAC Rouse of the FBI to address the audience, and then we'll have a closing of the conference. Okay. And a couple of these items I will read from the narrative. My comments to be computer changed.
That's crazy.
I wanted to ensure the accuracy of that. But most of this conference will be done strictly through my narrative provided to you. Okay?
Twice you said it.
Yeah. That's first, a PSYOP term, narrative, I think.
This has been a big deal on my mind, as it has been the public. And I think it's important for you to be given an accurate picture of what is occurring associated with the injuries of the 1 October event. So as of 8 o'clock this morning, I was updated with the most current numbers. Just a minute. Tragedy.
Oh, he's a bad reader.
Reminds me of Wayne Carver. Do you remember Carver?
Yeah. That's what the post I put up said. Vegas is Carver. That's exactly what I put. Thank you, Tom.
Why?
But this guy is trying to do more of a second De Niro.
My intent to provide that calmness in the community. We didn't have a second player or a third player out hiding in the community.
What is the team as well? He has his eyes closed all the time. The killer has his eyes closed in the famous photograph.
Yes. Well, if you close your eyes, we can't see you lying.
We can see
you. Because the eyes are a tell. They're lying.
Yeah, close your eyes ever. You're lying.
Well, his eyes are just open a crack, but mainly he must have been told, listen, when you went through the script last time, your eyes were shooting up to the right. And everyone knows now that that's the call. So just keep your eyes shut. He was probably given some training, of course, to lie.
Just prove. Fucking learning your lines, boy. Keep your eyes closed while you're talking.
I'm going to be using the narrative. I will be referring to the narrative. It's a joke, isn't it, really? The narrative. We're asking for some sort of real facts that you have experienced. Narrative.
Lost in the narrative.
There it is again.
Associated with this, strictly a public
speaker. His handler is sitting in backstage, and every time your man says narrative, he's taking a shot at Jack Daniels.
Look, we said it's a narrative, yes, but you're not to tell them it's a narrative.
501 of those have been discharged. In other words, they responded to a medical facility.
Right, so now we're looking at 45 that haven't been discharged.
Make sure you pause it, Bill. You're missing good stuff.
Yeah, well, see, there's your numerology stuff coming in. He's done the initial set to stage, and now he's popping in the numbers.
Okay.
101,
was it? No, it was 546 initially, and then 501 of them were discharged. So then I said, well, that leaves 45 that haven't been discharged yet. So those are 9. So
yeah, that's...
we'll just see what he says after that. That's all he said so far.
58 is still the number of individuals that have died. Now, this is an important piece. 45... hospitalized. Some of those are in critical condition. May raise. By the grace of God, it doesn't. And we shall continue to move forward. The medical profession will provide all the medical care necessary, but sometimes it's people meet their demise outside of our control. So
he's stuttering his lines, and he's using words where he doesn't need to use them. You know, it's a script.
Do you think he's on Valium? Honestly, do you think they drugged him for this? I think they drugged him with Valium or something. He was probably so nervous. They probably put him on some heavy-duty tranks.
Hey, look at the body language of the guy beside him. I don't know if he got... Well, we're only listening.
Yes, I haven't watched it yet.
Some people die out of our... Oh, or something. Some people... the demise of some people occurs out beyond our control.
Yes.
What earth kind of language is
bad
that?
Writing. It's really bad writing. See what I mean? It's bad writing. And he's
they need to give him a meeting with Weinstein, man.
On the couch.
and it's the body language of two guys standing either side of him. Like, Paulie.
They're his handlers. He's got handlers, right?
Yeah. And they're just standing there, and they're giving him the stare. They're just literally turned towards him, the guy on his left, right? He's just standing there, and it looks like he's, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'll continue playing.
Hey, Ab.
Yeah.
Can we put in, like, our follow-up next year to actually cover the... memorial, like the 1 year, because that's the one thing about 9/11, right? That if you actually had all those people who died, how many people would descend on the city? I mean, we should do the same thing for Las Vegas. I know it's pre-planning, but these guys play long ball.
Only one problem there, Heroes. Everyone needs a big ladder because that memory hole is fucking massive, man. You need a big fucking ladder to get out of. No one will remember this by then.
That's the point. You don't think if there were 500 and some...
you're only going to add to it by trying to go over it. You know, seriously, everybody just needs to step back, stop paying attention. It's brilliant. It will disappear. It's like the film Labyrinth. Remember at the end, what did she say? You have no power over me. That's it. It's pretty much that's what you got to tell them. But you can't drag people up and go there and rub it in. And especially if you're going to have crisis actors there and a policeman who's willing to hit you over the head with something.
So you're telling me next year at this time, people are still going to be thinking about the next year's fantasy football draft or league?
People are going to be kneeling with both knees next year. You're going to work out of Heroes. You've no idea. You thought this year was tough. You wait till next year, mate. They're going to be kneeling. There's going to be elbows on the table. Everything. Look, they only listened to Ab for a couple of months and they changed Donald Trump's script. He had to come out with fake news. God knows what they've got in store for you, man.
I know. I'm guilty. Guilty.
He's true.
They'll get their pound of flesh. Don't you worry.
you're funny.
Well, just the 9/11 victims, if there really were 3,000, I've said this before, and if only five people cared about each of the victims of 9/11. That's 15,000 people. And you'd think quite a few hundred would be able to make it,
right,
or be speaking out in some way. And we really only have a couple select few, like Bob McElvain, and I believe his son was Little Bob or Bob Jr. There's really precious few. Precious few.
I love watching him. I'm twisted. I love watching him tear it up. It's fucking brilliant.
Is anybody going to do make the attempt at a victim report on this?
Well, Poi Poi can do it if he wants.
He's a stud. Yep.
Well, these people carry around the same bloody picture in a frame of the one that you see on the internet.
Are you talking about Vegas? They're doing it for Vegas,
no,
too?
No, talk to your man. I can't remember his name, but he goes around and he always breaks
it down.
Oh, Bob McElvain, yeah.
That was so funny, wasn't it? They've got the same
of picture. Little Bobby,
yeah, or Little Jimmy, yeah, in the same picture we've seen on the media, yeah.
Right.
And the blurry one, the one that you can't really, you know. And the same with this woman that always went around, remember? And she's the same.
And I think a lot of these, I think the way they do it, one of the techniques is they'll take a picture of the actor Bobby when he was young, and they'll kind of morph it, and so therefore it does look like him, but it's probably him just with the base photo from when he was younger, and they morph away with it with Photoshop
and
whatever.
If you're some sort of an apprentice working for whatever PSYOP department is in charge of that, the media department, you know, if you're an apprentice, you end up creating something like Adam Lanza.
Right.
Good chances, alien.
But the brother of the Vegas Sim shooter, I think they used his picture and morphed it into this image of the Sim shooter.
Interesting.
I just assume it's almost easier to handle Sims, though. That's why I go with Sims. Sims are fantastic. They don't talk. They don't have any family. They're fantastic.
You just take a picture of some random person that would, you know, you could put them into a knitting pattern or a fucking, you know, some sort of catalog, and, you know, to sell stuff, you know, that kind of thing. Someone you'll never see again, and then you can just touch it up with, you know, Photoshop or whatever. I'm not talking CGI here. I'm just talking literally just Photoshop somebody's face.
Sure,
and
sure.
And create the narrative about it. And then you could even have some sort of an actor going around, you know, beforehand. You know, I've already said it before. It's like the Joey and Maria's wedding scenario. You could be living next door to someone for 5 years, and they could be just there to be one of the parents in some PSYOP that happens in the town. And, you know, we've seen enough evidence of it being happening already. That's what I'm saying. We've seen enough evidence of it in all these different PSYOPs of it happening, which it's not beyond the pale to just speculate that there could be people like that in every feckin' town, in any area or community. How many people?
Yeah.
We know there's that.
Why would they put the programs out of sleepers and towns and things as well?
Yeah, the amount of people involved in the various organizations and their families, I can't even put a guess on. I wouldn't, and I'm not trying to say millions, but who knows? There's a shitload of people there that are quite happily doing it, because we've seen it already in you know, past things. Present.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you've got enough turmoil going on in a country, the people who are intelligent will basically try and get the families out of the shite. So, you will get people who will adhere to this stuff, and you can put that in any kind of scenario you want them. But, you know, there are some people who just care about families and want to get them out of there. Once they're out, then obviously they'll be holding them. They'll do anything. Yeah, they'll pretend to be a witness for 6 months and then come back.
Think about every wanting actor that goes to Hollywood who didn't sleep with Weinstein, and think about how they still want to make it. I mean, could there be a scenario to where it was almost like an on-ramp to you know, these fake, just personas that they cataloged and called upon and paid and, you know, basically turned into actors of record. I mean, I don't know. That's way out there, but.
Yeah, that with the Weinstein, you're thinking with the Weinstein thing that there's, you know, sort of a real setup completely, and it's actually the possibility of them being sort of fake witnesses to his deviance. I don't think so. I think probably it's a natural. Once they've started the ball rolling, everyone comes out of the woodwork, don't they? And it turns into a bit of a witch hunt and a fashionable thing, but it just looks after itself. And what you're doing here is exposing a seedy side that we know goes on within Hollywood and has done for years, hasn't it? Doesn't it always
go
on?
Yeah, my point was with vixens, right? People who are hired actors who, you know, go to these events and they fake like they're victims. Could it be that there's an on-ramp in Hollywood of all of these people who go, who have the best of intentions, but they just never get there? Could it
No. Hollywood, right? Literally, the false handle. Hollywood's like saying Area 51 for UFOs. Hollywood's where it's leaked. That's where they did the footage, obviously, you know, with the nuclear bombs and all the things where Kennedy was, and did his electric bomb. And
so how did they get all of these people who agree to be, you know...
That's why they're there. Well, that's why they're there. What it is these cause all this turmoil. Remember, everybody in America, right, they're making a film, they hire Canadians. If they want someone in the cabinet, they hire someone from another country, right? If they want someone to come over and do something, they get them from another country over there. It's only the Americans who don't get to do anything over there. You're part of the TV screen. This is the big thing. It's a big leading show. But it is true. You know, you've got a fella in power now who's bright orange and wears, you know, lip still under his eyes. It is the funniest thing going. It's, you know, you've had actors for presidents, so, you know, we know all presidents are actors anyway. You know, it's all about what's being shown, and that's why no one gets hired from anywhere in America to do anything to do with that. And Hollywood is Area 51 for films, pretty much, or
that
Area 51. But it is a steam valve. You still get people that's where they flood to. That's
right.
That's where it is based, isn't it? That's where all the technology comes out of. That's where the people strive to make the CGI better and all the Silicon Valley. So there are lots of things done there. But remember, it's America's it's like a petri dish. Anyway, I'll meet you there, mate. Sorry, one second.
Petri dish. But yeah, it'll come.
So everyone, I am approaching the airport, so I got to bid you adieu, but. Good speaking with everyone, and I hope to chat again with everyone.
Thank you, heroes.
Okay, take care, guys. Bye bye.
When I say petri dish, Tom, I don't mean it like in the weirdest way. I just mean it as in it's just the easiest way to explain it. It's like they got away with a lot in America that they couldn't have done in Britain or in other countries to do with, you know, whether it's, you know, common decency, you know, with nudity and stuff like that. But it was, nevertheless, there was a lot of stuff got away with in America. So it seems to be a petri dish. And, yeah, nevertheless, they don't hire Americans to be in films. They always hire Canadians or, you know, people from eight other places. So, I don't know. And that seems like it's a running thing through the government as well, which we all know is based, you know, in America, but it's from Britain. There you go. Bad, really. Should run your own country. Big shout out to Americans, especially James out there. Come on, putting raps together. Put one about Donald Trump, and we can overthrow this fascist orange, social justice warrior thing. And not only that, he's copying Ab. Trump's not copying Ab at all.
You're not going. No, Trump, Clinton, whoever's in, it's all bollocks, isn't it?
Of course it is. They just manage the script, don't they?
Same old. Yeah, same as. All long planned.
How many years?
I don't know. I mean, how far in advance do you think they think, right, we're going to have Trump in the White House? How many years?
Well, I don't know. With things like that, it always depends. I think science, they can work out in terms of a generation of thinking, you know, so people will think this for a certain amount of time and then they'll begin pushing
back. They did have that Simpsons episode, sorry.
Am I?
There's an echo, but it's not me. But they did have that Simpsons reference to your question, Tom, where how far in the past did they have Trump envisioned as president?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that was years ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
About 10 years ago.
Yeah. Certainly these things were in planning for that sort of period. You know, that I suppose you can't plan too far ahead with a human being because you know how fit and healthy they're going to be for sure, but...
What happened to Ab? Well, you wouldn't have to worry about being fit or healthy because you could just have another Donald Trump actor there, you know. That would be, you know, problem.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. You could always have someone else. Yeah, sure. Who'd fit the same role. So, I think Trump was penciled in for years. I think these things are planned. Our society is planned. You know, it's almost like we're living in a parallel time. We are, aren't we? Time scale.
What happened to that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, but...
It's all planned out for us.
Yeah, America's a front. Why am I echoing? No, there we go. America's a front for most of the changes that we've seen in society over the past, say, 20, 25 years. And you can see how they were sort of brought in to be the big guys in World War II. Let's come in and save everyone. So that was all orchestrated, so... Everything that's pretty much happened in America over the past 70 years, you can sort of say, right, well, that was. Then it brings you back to the people who are in charge of the, you know, the Secret Service in America. And you end up with Stevenson, you know, and then all of a sudden you end up joining World War II. It's almost like they were able to corrupt. Sorry, mate.
I'll just say I'll be back in a minute, lads. I just have to get this wound tended to.
Get rid of vampires.
On the day a guy was careless with his chainsaw in Ireland, Dell, almost in sympathy with that, has had a bit of his own accident.
It seemed like America was the land for the taking, didn't it? You had all them gangster fights where the mafia sort of went in and got rid of any honest man. Or if you want an honest man, you were in the army. So either the government corralled you or the mafia corralled you. And then after that, you got World War II. And then we get this history of B-movies, killing Indians, the moon, and the movie. It's not, but we are living in a fake West of fun.
You're getting break up, buddy.
You know, considered real, even when it's prison.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
But I think he's gone.
2212, can you hear me?
Sir? That's fantastic. Yeah, God, that program of... Well, we grew up in the UK, I grew up on cowboy movies. You're perhaps a bit younger, so you perhaps didn't so much.
Caught the Ass and the Shane. Loved Bonanza. Grew up watching... forget it,
I grew up with, like, Champion, the Wonder Horse. Come on, Ricky. I love that. And all the Westerns. Oh, man, relentlessly. Yeah, just watched them all. And I had 2 6 guns in my little holsters, you know, shooting around.
Oh, God, I could spin my guns.
Oh, I wanted to be a cowboy, man. I wanted to be Steve McQueen in The Magnificent Seven. You know, riding shotgun. Who would you be in that film?
I always wanted to be, I think it was, Dennis Hopper in the one with John Wayne. I can't remember what it was, but I think it's got like a scattergun or a sort of shotgun. Literally just like aim it at a wall. No aiming. I wasn't really a sharpshooter. But things move on. You get a potato gun, then an air gun. And before you know it, you've shot a magpie and you've had a crisis of consciousness.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I shot a wren once, a tiny little bird, smallest bird in Britain. I just felt, what a twit, you know, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't kill a spider now, really. Not unless I had to.
I can't think of one you'd have to kill a spider unless you were, you know, being chivalrous.
But in England, you don't need to. Yeah, they're not going to kill you. I've got flies. I've had a couple of flies here. You know, I keep flies. I'll get friendly with them, give them a little bit of food. They stick around, they sit on my computer. They're doing no harm. Yeah, but
I was open.
Cowboy Westerns. That programming. Oh my God! You know how the West was won and all this. World War II as well. Yeah, World War II movies, cowboy movies. You know, it's just totally.
And before that, you know, people didn't have. I'm not gonna go on.
It sounds like Denny, you're already going out again, man. It sounds like you've had jokes about partial strokes at all. But you sound weird. You've gone all like you're in a wind and a.
Shall reset, sir.
Yeah, sorry, mate. It just keeps breaking up. It's impossible to listen to.
Don't worry, man.
Yeah, well, I'm on a new regime of sobriety. On 11 o'clock at night, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go to bed and read a book. I'll pick up tonight. Elephants on Acid. It's about all sorts of different sort of experiments, unusual experiments that have been done over the course of time.
I'm sure that'll go giving you a wonderful night's sleep.
Bizarre experiments. That is good. It's interesting, actually. It's called Elephants on Acid, by the way. Bizarre experiments.
There's pictures.
No, it's all words, mate. Oh, well, without you can't read without pictures, can you?
No, I need pictures, mate. Hey, Adele.
I'll tell you what. There's a good book for this. Judy Wood's book is good for pictures.
Oh, God, she's hilarious, isn't she?
I once held that book in my hand and went through the pages of it, and it's like one of those huge, feckin' coffee book tables. Or coffee. It could be a coffee table, but you know what I mean? A coffee table
book. It actually is a coffee table, that book, yeah.
It's
nice. Yeah. Might as well be. It's some time. Yeah, how much was it? 50 quid.
Well, that's the thing. The chap that I knew then actually had it. It wasn't my, you know, I wouldn't pay the 50 quid to have it, you know. But he was very kind of pissed off when I told him, yeah, well, that's like, I made the joke, you know. You've seen the movie, now get the book, because that's literally what it is. It's like one of those picture books of a second television movie, you know.
Yeah.
Something, you know. And even better pictures than on the day that was presented. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And,
But you see, that they stuck with that, didn't they? Some of the alternative agents. You know, these flat earth boys or whatever.
It seems to be most of them on the YouTube front. And especially in and around the so-called flat earth circles.
Yeah, oh, Judy Wood,
Judy Wood, everywhere, you know. And then, you know, as soon as you start, you know, you get...
But Del, it's the most logical explanation, you know, we don't believe the Earth's evolved, we don't believe in satellites, but there's definitely a space beam up there that can...
Yeah, but man, it's like, even among the flat Earth groups, there are certain people that are, as soon as you say, like, no one died at 9/11, force. And you've seen that man in Life Hangouts.
That's my opening line.
Trip, and it also shows you know how many operatives are everywhere in every part of this buffet on the internet. Where's the echo coming from?
I think it's coming from Tom.
It is changing a bit, isn't it? In the sense that no one, when I first came across Cleese Forum, nowhere else was talking about no victims. Hoaxing and faking these things. No one else, as far as I knew. That was the only place. And obviously, I found a couple of places when I found clues for them. But Ishii, then that was the key. You know, that was oh my God. You know, that was something new that I discovered after quite a long time of looking at it. But nowadays, hoaxing and faking these things is now almost the mainstream view, isn't it? Of course, the death in these events is a be-all and end-all, really. They only work with the public if people believe there are deaths there. So are seeing as kind of the shape of how it, how the alternative is reacting to it now has changed a bit. People are saying things like, nah, they're all fake now. 9/11 was the last real false flag. It's weird. They can't get to the point where that 9/11 was fake victims, but they can see that Sandy Hoax was a complete fake, but they can't see that, you know, they don't understand the concept of 9/11 being a hoax.
Well, there's a difference there because one of them's children. So, you know, there was a bit of difference there, but only in that respect. There's
more people.
Sorry, Max.
I just think more people are wise to the hoaxing, but the alternative reaction to it is a bit more subtle now, isn't it? Whereas, you know, you'll get Jadar sort of agreeing most of the time it's all fake, stage hoax, and then he'll just sort of think real people died. How do these damage control people, if they're going to stay credible, play it, you know? Because Jadar's like, nah, can't trust him now, can we? You know, he's not credible anymore. But John LeBron, is he credible?
The auto hoax thing, this is the opposite of the auto hoax. So, you know, we know the ones in the past have been bad, but this time, this one, someone's died. It's just the same as what a politician said, you know, things have been bad, but things are going to change. And that's all it is. As long as you've got someone now who you listen to for a couple of years, talking on different subjects you trust, and all of a sudden they say, well, this, you know, it's an American man, he's gone mad. Top of a hotel, you know, there's no links to Al Qaeda, but there's other links to other stuff, and shooting people. It's tangible, not only that, it's in the middle of America, so it affects a lot of people either side. You know, there's lots of different things that it's being pushed as well by the said people. And it is being pushed, if you're talking about it, it is being pushed. And we're talking about it, so we're pushing it.
Yeah. Talking about things being pushed, I couldn't help but notice Willard posting a lot of pictures of the Beatles in the chat.
I think Willard believes.
And then pushing the idea that all the things like, it's just all this doppelganger thing and they all change and it's the different Beatles. This is a new set of people since then. That's the same old disinfo we've heard for years, isn't it?
I think the machine's that strong they could actually decry the Beatles, throw another band in at a time and gotten as big as the Beatles if they wanted anyway. But I can imagine one person being changed.
You've triggered me.
Hell of a subject.
Triggered
about, you know, things being and popular culture and a big band, the manufacturing of bands or control of the popular bands. And, you know, it's a very interesting subject. And no doubt, you know, it's not as, you know, totally as we are told.
No, it's the old case of there's an underlying thing there with a lot of the people like Willard and I even saw like something you're referring to, you know, mainstream psychologists. What the hell is that mean? When you're being referred to as a we're the mainstream psychologists, probably because we don't have a Bible. School. And even live, when all you guys were in the live chat yesterday, and include me, I was in there too, there was just like a separate thing going on with the Beatles. But
yeah, I was watching.
It was literally like, no, the Beatles were there and they were corrupted then by satanic bullshit, right? As opposed to the Beatles just being part of them. Either way, you know, there's a talent involved in making the music, you know?
Yeah. It's the changing of the persona, fucking claim. Do you know what I mean?
But really, isn't it a generation?
Is the straw man with that disinfo a lot of the time? No, they are the same people. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't it generational?
That's just an bullshit. Most people will hear that and think, well, it's just bullshit conspiracy theories again. You know. And they're good ways to spread disinformation, aren't they, as we know, through these popular figures.
Yeah.
Knows them. They're interested in pop stuff.
And then there are some of those that we forget.
Well, I mean, I think Tim will still say that he thinks Paul McCartney's replaced. No, that was Johnson was on years ago, back on that fucking Edge Media, looking at those.
I think there's a good argument. visually.
So you think Paul McCartney was replaced?
Yeah, I think there's a good argument visually. That's about as far as I can go. Tom, I don't believe anything I see anyway, really.
No, I know. But, you know, I mean...
I enjoy listening to those kind of audios where people have all this stuff, the Fall Paul thing, you know. At the end of the day, it really is another bit of the buffet of the fucking conspiracy table.
Yep. And I think, you know...
Draw up a seat. The first course is coming in. Can anybody hear me at all? Because I don't know. I can hear an echo.
I can hear you, typo. I unmuted you, and, you know, just...
Okay, well, I've been triggered by two things.
There is an echo, by the way.
Yeah, you're echoing.
Yeah, but I think it was happening before. That's why I don't want to dive in, because, you know, I mean, it follows me everywhere. I really don't want to... But I have been triggered, one, by that booze that you've got in the live stream chat. Anybody's listening? Oh, it's clearing up lovely, that, isn't it, Del?
That's an old picture, man. That's about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months old. They're quite...
Isn't it? Well, it's already bottled. It's already been drunk then, hasn't it?
No, it's bottled and sitting in the old, in the cellar. So to speak.
I've got some rubbish, right? Now, I stood for the old... I bought a certain strain of yeast that's supposed to ferment down to 7 degrees, you know. Anyway, barely started. So I put it on top of the oven and it started bubbling away and it still looks as murky as ever. So yeah, I've been triggered by two things. One of them was what we were talking about, the Beatles. And you said Willard and there it goes again.
It's a good argument for Fall Paul.
Yeah. Well, we know what it is. And as you're saying, everybody's given it a certain amount of room, especially North Americans, because let's face it, that's when the whole thing started, wasn't it? Where is this?
Shea Stadium, Beatlemania.
Yeah, okay. But then the first of the DJs who said that he might have been replaced, nobody took any notice, and then of course they split. Maybe had a little bit of information early, knew that Rage you, whatever happened. You got to be a Beatles aficionado to really get into it. But I can also see it as a point of view, right? Psylopsy, well, whether they've been replaced, we know a few of them are dead. Most of them said. The hairdresser and the other kid who might have been replaced, but maybe it's generational, you know. So it's just bringing down a hero of sorts. I wasn't that keen on the Beatles at all. Never really. I always used to think that the Beatles were people who didn't like music. It was given as an option, but then I think, well, there's a 28-year-old, you know. Fuck knows, when he was in his crib or his cradle, he could have been listening to some like heavy duty industrial stuff. God forbid, he could have been listening to Marilyn Manson.
Do you know what, Tyrell? You've just hit on a good point there. They're making the choice for you. When the Beatles were pushed in, they were making the choice for a lot of people going, hey, ego is pop music. And they were catchy enough for a lot of people to go.
Hindsight, Napoleon. We've all got hindsight. Even you, you know, 40 years old, man. You're an old soul when it comes. And we, you know, I don't know, fakeologists. We can look at things, but you know, you can't actually get away from those three chords and the truth. We're all kind of a little bit turned on by music, Tom. All of us at my, you what, mate? Yeah. But it's the kind of programming that we can't undo. I can't undo it, and I am not. In fact, I knew that I wouldn't really let myself open myself to that kind of programming. My mates were learning to pick out a chord. I wouldn't pick up an instrument. I wouldn't go anywhere near them. I almost thought that musical instruments were the devil's tools, you see. And so maybe they are, maybe then, but anyway, that's the point. But I'm saying, generationally speaking, you know, it might serve a purpose to say, let's face it, in the 1960s, late 60s, when the Beatles were a phenomenon that we can't even imagine what they were like. But we can't. Maybe delve some the back end, a little bit of yourself, and then revisit a retcon. But, you know, unless you were there, you can't imagine what it was like, because they were everywhere. They were on black and white television every night of the week. And bear in mind, black and white television did give you, it distanced you in a way, you know. You really wanted it. You couldn't wait for colour to occur. No, there it was. You could watch colour in the movies. You could watch the Gregory Peck walking around fucking Death Valley or somewhere.
We had The Wizard of Oz. It started off in black and white, and as soon as she landed in Oz, it went into colour.
We never saw it on the television until they made it available to the television. That was a special kind of psyop all of our own, wasn't it? You know, getting us sitting there. And, you know, as much as people go on about how evil Hollywood is, really, it was just a money spinner, you know. Let's build some places. Let's get people together. Now, you could say, oh, it's a wicked thing because I want people going to the picture house instead of the church. All right, yeah, well,
it was the thin edge of the wedge, man. It was the thin edge of the wedge for degeneracy and overall propaganda.
Yes, I can't agree. Yeah. I can't say as I won't agree. Can't say as I won't.
All the money that was thrown at it.
But there again, having been brought up, not knowing any different, I also thought, yeah, it might be a language of the Urim. You know, cinema might be that. But, yeah, you know, don't tap into people's dreams, because once you do that, you can fuck about with them, really, can't you? Anyway, the point is, I'm just saying, you said Willard. I don't know, I'm a big contributor.
I don't mean to pick on Willard at all, but it's just that, yeah, he did post that
beat. But it does raise its ugly head. You know, been done to death. We kind of know, and it's titillating and it's lovely, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're mainstream fakeologists. We should be able to handle these type of, you know, jabs. So, you know,
do you know what I might do next Sunday? I might find some fucking wacky Christians.
Yeah, Sunday today.
And start just going on about fakeologists and refer to the Christians in the third person and call them mainstream and shit and see what. See how long I last. That would be an interesting one.
I don't know. You know, I rang Frank the Salt Guy up on a point of order. I didn't want to speak to the heroes. I just wanted to touch base with him, as he says. I had a nice chat with him in that.
Going all American on this type
of. You what, bud?
Going all American on us, touching base.
Well, look, we're not in, you know, be as insular as we like, can't we? Because we have experiences, and that's what I'm saying, you know. I mean, they go, hey, it's all bollocks, we're getting fucked over by our government. And the American government, up until Tricky Dicky, and really, even he didn't hold, and that was 76, 77. Then we had some kind of backlash or something, or I don't know, you know, we just lived through it, didn't we? But is that when our idols started getting feet of clay? I don't know, you know. Is that when, you know, there was a backlash? Is that when America got them? Or was that when the degeneracy began? I don't know, you know. I mean, Eleanor, we can't. I knew a geezer. I met a fella once who bought, for 25 years, he bought Jack Nicholson's dope. Right, and he weren't being a flash or a big head or anything, and he never like went round going, oh, I'm the guy that bought Jack Nicholson's dope. I bumped into him, and, you know, like you do, asked him what the story was, and then everybody then looked up, you know, he was the geezer, you know, someone like that. But I weren't, it don't make that much difference to me, we're all, but I got the story out of him. 25 years ago, he says, I've been buying Jack Nicholson's dope for 25, or I bought Jack Nicholson's dope for 25 years. Now, this is about 1990, so I still ain't very impressed. I am now, because I'm a bit older, but when I was a kid, I wasn't so impressed by anything. And I said, what do you do now? And it turned out he tattooed Madonna's clitoris or something. I don't know what, some close-up work. But you'd think he was like a bum on, you know, you wouldn't think he was anybody. You know, he weren't that kind of person. Oh, Tom, if you can hear me, sorry.
I was about that little nugget about her, Madonna getting her clitoris tattooed. Yeah,
I think so. He had what they called a head shop, one of the first head shops in
L.A.
Could have been, yeah, around that, somewhere around there. And it was when tatting and piercing was coming in. And that's what he got into after he just, I suppose, after Jack gave him the sack fucking buying his dope, I don't know. I never knew him that well. They called him the captain. And the reason he liked me, somebody said, Bob, I said, hello, Bob. Give him the handshake, the Masonic handshake, the best of my ability. And looked him squarely in the eye. I said, I know that name. He's going, what do you mean? In other words, he didn't know his own name. I said, Bob, says for bag of bullshit, doesn't it? And he laughed and all that. Mate, he had nothing to do, so I bought the drugs and the drink all night long. And in the morning, he got picked up by a limo with a big, tall, black fellow with shades on. And he gave me a pair of Okies that nobody had ever seen in that day. Wrap around glasses over. And he's going, you're on the fucking VIP list with me. Anyway, I had a demure that day because I felt rough as fuck. And I went, but he gave me all my money back, $200, and he gave me like $500 gift on the way home, and yeah, bag of bullshit. I wonder if he's still alive. But yeah, that's sorry about that.
So that's where they recruited you to be a spy.
No, I mean, truth of the matter, me and you, now, Tom's a little bit out of London town, even though if he were to have to identify, he'd go, yeah, I'm, you know, London, Windsor, you know. I posted a video of Lupino Lane the other day, who had a gaff in Windsor. And then he'd go, who the bloody hell's he? Well, before or during the war, he was considered, I don't know what he used to do, but he was an odd-looking bloke. And he used to fall over and do traps, and which is a thing that they don't have in the theatre anymore. In fact, he held a record of the number of traps to be done in a minute, more than anybody in or any of those places, Lupino Lane.
They brought in pictures, typo, the movie.
Sorry, pictures. I don't know what I'm talking about, sorry, man.
Brought in the pictures. You see, we have to remember, it's like an accelerated brain growth of images and things.
Is it?
So-called development of photography, well, whatever it was introduced to us. And, you know, it depends how old you are. But the point is, I'm old enough to remember it being referred to as moving pictures, like,
yes,
two pictures per second. And that's what they do. It was photographs, and then they managed to capture them in, and then we're in the It's probably going over the head of the people in the 1080p age. No, it's literally a photograph. It's each little fucking snap of everybody as they're moving. I went from.
Did you ever have anybody, Del? Yeah, now the thing is, you see, there's no point going on like you these are in the world because neither of us are, you know, we're middle fat, you know. We weren't even Teddy Boys, were we? A lot of Teddy Boys are dead now, and they thought they were the top.
I know people that bought Brill Cream when Grease came out.
Now, but you know the real old ones. Now, I know Ireland is a place of very, very old people, aren't they? They can make it. Never mind the salt, never mind Japan, and never mind... But there are some of them.
Never mind the crown.
Yes. And the thing is that they almost live forever, and they, you know, their age is frightening, and they got the cataracts, and they're blind, but they're considered, you know, healers in a sense. Now, I'm not about the charlatans, and It's fine.
They find their way down to the snow and order a pint of Guinness, man. There'll be no problem for them.
They're always grannies of a sort. And they were the kind of people that wouldn't go to the pictures. Never seen a moving picture in their life because they thought there would have been. They'd only look at photographs. Well, they wouldn't even look at photographs unless they were possibly taken outside a church or there was some reason, and they always looked away, and you see them, and they're 107 years old, probably 180. Oh, but
photograph.
Nobody wants to tell it.
Selfie wasn't even...
No! The selfie.
I think it's the technology... enabled and facilitated fucking the more and more of the making people more sort of self-centered.
Yeah, so getting it self-centered into the soul, exposing the soul in a way. Okay.
Well, you know, the mirror took off.
And the work of the devil, those photographs are the work of the devil.
Certainly is. Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying from a superstitious angle. I'm not saying from a feared religious angle. I'm saying, the fakery.
This is what we were used to be told.
I'm sorry, I'm getting carried on.
You'll see the devil in the feckin' mirror. You keep staring at the mirror, right?
Well, people see devil in fucking YouTube videos. People seeing devil in the smoke at the Twin Towers. People see the devil everywhere, don't they?
No, people put fucking the devil into the smoke of the, what do you call it, and put it on YouTube and then made it was real, you know?
But the jumping in shadows, I say when you see the real face of age and you see the people who have made those decisions to turn away from these darker things.
It's only that generation cycle.
But you know, no, there's a saying.
It's pockets. It's also culture. Generationally, culturally speaking. I mean, you know, I'd be the happiest man if I didn't know that Donald Trump had just tweeted everybody saying, I'm thinking about fucking you up today. You know, and then we have to wait 20 minutes to say he was only joking. It's a false Twitter Trump.
Man, if you take it out of the realm.
Turn their back on him. Monks in a way, you know.
Someone you know, typo. Someone you know. We all know people, right? People.
I ask you because you live in Ireland, and I do believe that Ireland is still a very magical place.
Yeah, which
regardless of all the upfront fucking politics.
Right? We all know the people. We know people that are older than us. We know children. We know families, friends. You know, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts. Everyone around us.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying like, when you get to the age of fucking 50, you've got a face that is deserved. You can have a well-lived-in face. You can have
That is true, isn't it? Yeah.
And I think, well, man, it's true because it's feckin' there, isn't it?
He's been smoking opiates in Afghanistan for 28 years.
When you're dealing with real people, right, on a day-to-day basis or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, but... Yeah.
Their appearance really does reflect their experience, age, whatever. And also the brainwashing and stuff, right? But it really is that kind of a case, you know, like you have a face that you deserve. It's a well-lived-in face.
Oh, hold on. No. I know some good-hearted...
life. You see, and then
nasty people with the fucking home. You look at him, you go, fucking hell, stay away. You really do. What was Frank saying in the chat room the other day? He's saying, about time men learn to, like, understand that women are not going to be, you know, this ideal version of them, you know, you're going to have warts and all. I tell you what, I do actually know a woman who looks like a bloke and got the war. I mean, a witch and a bloke and a fucking. And she's a woman. I mean, when she was a girl, I didn't know when she was a girl, but she hadn't got pictures to prove before she went through the transition and ended up looking like fucking Lon Chaney. And really, honestly, doesn't matter. She don't even go and have her hair done there, because whatever it does, it's just...
Type off. Where are you going with this, mate?
Well, I'm going that we're all kind of different, and everything affects us, doesn't it? And then we have this idea of this... Zero's on about this catalyzing event. Pete Shea, somebody was saying, oh, Typo should have... I like Pete Shea's take on the 9/11. Somehow, it was a kind of... I don't know, he put it in kind of talking terms, as far as I was concerned. You know, there was a diamond and there's something to be rescued and there's a fire at the heart of it and there's evil... But he did, you know, for a long... Well, you know him as well as I've ever... You know, but I liked him. It was, he said, oh, no, that's not going to be... It's not like that. Peter, I think, you know, he was called Peter. Peter, it's not like that. How dare you say that? The fucking... And then we got round to it. Well, nobody died in there. And then, once we know that...
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm on Typo.
Yeah, right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have this thing. Fucking man. Where's Rolo?
Hang on, no, don't worry. Stop quoting everyone else. What do you believe?
Well, I believe what? At the minute?
Do you believe anyone died on 911?
No, of course I don't. I do believe there might have been some fucking lunatic who thought, I know what I can do. I can throw myself in the path. I can throw myself in the path of an event and probably get a bit of insurance, and then it never worked out. You know, they did end up dying, and they weren't even supposed to be there, so they got,
Sorry, Dale.
The medical industrial complex, their hospitals were still taken over and operating through the day before, the day during. They all had televisions, I'm sure, and they all saw 9/11, and the day after, and onwards. So I'm sure people died in New York. September 11th.
Oh, yeah, I got a feeling if you knew it was...
Result of the bullshit that they were feeding us.
You'd put your enemies in the right place at the time, wouldn't you? I'll just go around the corner, you know? Because I think the fire... we now call them the fire... What are they called? Firefighters.
You see, the whole thing is like a psyop. That spreads, of course, back to Ireland because there's the history of the Irish people, you know, in New York, you know yourself. They even made movies in Hollywood.
Where they all look like homosexuals.
Didn't see them, you know. And then they got bands like U2 to fucking write soundtracks. They're cemented into the psyche of the culture creation. One of them was the fire brigade. Have all that stuff, all that... Right up to Ireland, we're out in the middle of nowhere, drive where I am sitting right now, and they just put two slabs up, and literally like, you know, like concrete molds of the Twin Towers, you know, on a very badly laid little sort of a few concrete slabs. And
so you got that near you, Del, have you? Some pathetic little 9/11 memorial. On some badly made plinth. And a couple of
a few years back, I don't know if you can hear me. My microphone is the little, you know, at the end of the microphone, the wire. It's one of those jiggles. If the wind blows a certain way, the fucking thing goes off. And can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. And there was a few years there, went out and left bloody copies of September Clues just burned off, and I put them in a Tupperware, you know, the plastic, Tupperware, man, with the lid, you know?
Yeah, Tupperware boxes.
I little thing on.
Oh, bless you.
I said, you know? The fucking thing, the next time I went out, it was gone, the actual box was gone. Now, you'd imagine if you were leaving, anything free for someone, please take one. That you know, they take one and then they just leave, you know, the actual container there, you know, for,
yeah,
you know,
with the rest of them in there or something. Yeah, if there's a few of them,
I don't, you see, that's the thing. I don't know, you know, someone could have came along and just swiped the whole fucking box.
Well, plus they needed the box. They didn't want the CDs. They just wanted the box to put the sandwiches in. Yeah, you wonder. I thought about that the first. You know, spread the news, make copies of. Remember thinking making copies of Loose Change and distributing them. You know.
Yeah, I mean,
people used to do that.
Yeah, the fucking chemtrails as well was another one I used to. You know, and the swine flu, and that's a long time ago now.
Oh, hell! You. I mean, the thing is, we all fell for these things, but yeah.
Your people's good nature, because they don't. They obviously don't have the fucking good nature. It is like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you go and try and share the news, and someone steals it off you and uses the box and just throws away the CD. It's probably about the level of it. It's about how.
I must go pop back out there again and see what the state of it is.
Yeah.
Take some video and see what's going on, because see the thing about it, even the so-called memorial, there was a firefighter by the name of Talon, right?
Uh-huh.
There are people from out in that area called Talon.
Cool.
I often wondered, because you see, this is the thing: your man immigrated to America. And the other thing is that the other Talon that I know myself from, you know, empirical, I know he exists as this, right?
Yeah.
But yet, he was allegedly from out there, but he moved to America back in the 60s. Kind of like, my own family at the time, there, a lot of emigration was going on. But the thing is that, for all I know, he's an American accent. For all I know, he could have been a bloody actor, CIA plant, or whatever. Or is that there? You know, they have. You know, that it was enough for the local community out there to go and all chip in, which I think was another bit of a psyop. You know, raising money for this particular thing, and then they just erect, like, you know, like two towers, you know what I mean? It's just so tacky when you think about it. That's my fucking story on that one, you know?
Right across the other side of the world.
Yeah, I told you about this before, man, so I'm just repeating myself. But it's weird when you see physical manifestations, right? And I'm not talking about, you know, we all have to, you know, whenever we're going through an airport, you see the bullshit, right? Because it's based on the bullshit lie of 9/11. But then when you see even as far afield as somewhere out in the middle of nowhere away from me, and I'm out in the bloody middle of nowhere, if you think about it, in Ireland, and then, you know, you're in Cambridge, but it's pretty much in the middle of nowhere compared to the media empire that's spewing out all the stuff that we have to, you know,
yeah,
go along with, then, you know?
It touches us.
Yeah.
Global. It reaches out, a psychological operation, yeah, to the point that someone's probably spontaneously and innocently, you know, thinking it's a real event, put up that memorial. Or maybe not. Maybe it was deliberately, you know, it's planned.
Anyway, man, I've got to go to the Jacks, and there's a few other people after joining as well, so...
Yeah, I've got to go to bed, but it's been good talking to you, man, and I'll see everyone later. Check you all later. See you. Night, Del.
Yeah, good night, Tom. Take care, man.
And yes, mate, and you, and Danny, and Chris, and Yossarian. See you later.
Yeah, go on, you loser. Just as we come on, tune up now, son.
Just as you're coming up, I'm getting out of it. Yeah.
No way.
No one
even ask you about Windsor.
Oh, God. Right, my parents are both from Windsor. And my grandma,
didn't want to ask you about that.
But I don't live there.
No, I know.
What do you know?
It's a nice... I didn't want to ask you that much about it. But it is Monday. Do you still go to... Do you ever go to the races Monday night Windsor? correct me if he's wrong, it's Monday.
Yeah, during the summer, in Monday nights, yeah,
it's over now. Yeah, that's true. I'd say, come, I'm divorced, because I never take any notice my girlfriends from May to October, and I'm turned around the other way. She says, I've left you, and I never noticed, honestly. That's the cricket season for you.
So I didn't realise you're so into sport, not right horse racing, but it was cricket that took you away from your girlfriend.
No, I just ignore people between May and October. A bit like roll up, but takes her off a bit. Huh? And anyway, I thought, oh, you come, should I have something? I've been sexing. She was from Windsor. We'll rain that one. But anyway, I don't suppose we're getting dates on that. I was just thinking it was a generational, the Beatles, so, and long, carry on.
Yeah, you've already, mate, I've got to go to bed. I'm going to bed.
All right, good night.
Night, 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 night.
All right. Hey, this is my voice. I'm going to count down from 10 to 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 2, 1. Your eyes are getting, one for truth in there. Well, I asked for to be unmuted, and unmuted I am. So there's no point agreeing with people, and I certainly won't be. But Delcroix is racking one stuff to the Jacks. He's talking about the Beatles. Loads of people. They're all muted. I'm not a moderator. You've just got to hop in, and you can hash these things out. We're not the old fuddy-duddies you think we are. Well, Tom's gone. Isn't that a lot of fuddy-duddies? I bet you Tom Petty's death came with a bit of a in the bullies. He looks a bit like Tom Petty. I meant to point that out the other day. Tom, if you're still listening, are you any way related to Jim Nail? Something about the eyes. Colour is completely different. Something about the eyes. Ah. Even your siren's left now. And that's it. I'll be looking into... I don't know what to do for you.
What's the story with your siren?
He's just gone, just left. In the middle of, I've got a funny thing going on. My front door, I've got a curtain at the bottom of the stairs. Sorry. Tom's gone. He talked to me about
my effect, man. It just keep in and out.
So there we go. And yes,
Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, I can hear you. I've got you turned down low because
I'm sometimes making wire here, you know, just to hope it stays back. Second thing is gone, you know. It's gotten even worse now.
I don't know. Frustrated at the voices, and where are we going, and what are we going to do this and that we're going to do that. As far as I'm concerned, evolution, well, we're having a chat about. Nice to keep your, pencil wet. I don't know, anyway, one of those metaphors. Talk about these things.
Want to? The pencil necks or the pencil pushers and pencil necks.
I ain't got the language to talk about what's going on in the world. And the thing is, because we don't get those big heads with the little bodies, or I don't. So I do end up the last thing I more or less heard, the next thing I want to think about talking about, you see. I think about talking about it, because I don't. I think, that's the last thing I've heard. That's the last thing I want to talk about. But we do. We talk about it. And then listen, I never know. Sorry.
Hey, Paul, listen, man. I got to go now. And the thing is that I've actually said if whoever's leaving the moderator... please turn out the lights and bring Typo with you.
Well, hang on, Want for Truth is in the lobby. Now, he's a trusted voice.
And, right, well, I'll move you to the lobby. And I'll move to the lobby as well, just to say goodnight to you, all right?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Hey all, I wanted to read this into the court docket or the audio chat docket. It is October 16th, 2017. And I'm just going to quickly tell everyone that there's a new post on Fakeologist.com entitled Eminem or Miles Mathis on Las Vegas. He's done a lot of good research. If you don't go to Miles Mathis or you haven't heard of him, the mysterious character who he says in this latest piece is easily found on Intellius. And that's not a service I've used, but it's apparently where everyone is listed in the United States. And he has written a piece that I pretty much agree with all of it on the Las Vegas shooting hoax. And he's done a few addendums, and I've read them. And this latest one is good. Really enjoy his writing. And I don't know who he is once more, but I think he pretty much peels back the onion, I think, as far back as you can go. I don't think there's much more to peel back on the onion. Let me read it into the ledger, because I think one thing I wanted to do when I do have time, which I don't always, is I want to read some of these posts, because I know most people don't read the blog at fakeologist.com anymore, because a lot of them are on the Discord server, and they just don't get to it. Let's read this into the ledger. Okay, here we go. This will be my last addendum, since I suspect one reason these events are run is to keep researchers like me off more important topics. It is all about misdirection, as we know. Sometimes I feel like it is me versus all the psychological operation units worldwide, and they are still losing. Before I get to the point of this addendum, I wanted to mention that Jim Fetzer has now joined the group of trolls spamming my inbox. He is spending me large files unasked for. Funny that I don't read Fetzer or email him, but he finds a need to read me and email me more than once a day. It just proves I am now part of his pathetic assignment. All these bozos have been assigned the task of surrounding my research with noise. They aren't doing a very good job of it, are they? Anyway, I'm getting a lot of emails from tools and fools who are still convinced people died in Las Vegas. I have been sent the victims list as the perfect proof of this, and I agree that it is the perfect proof of a hoax. Before we hit the individual names, just notice that very few of these people have middle names on the main list. Only 3 of 58 have middle names. That is a red flag off the top. Also, a disproportionate number of Jewish names. Also, why are they alphabetized by their first names? That's an easy one. It's just because whoever did the alphabetizing just used a simple sort by a spreadsheet when they were too lazy to sort them by first and last name and then sort on the last name column, as is the way one would do it if they were trying to be more official. I will start with the fishiest name on the list. Fishiest in quotes, Denise Salmon Burditis. Just looks fake, doesn't it? Maybe now we know why they didn't give the other's middle name. If they had, they would have names like cod, flounder, sea bass, and trout. A little humor there. Anyway, they have a listing for her at intellius.com, but it is still a big red flag. To start with, although allegedly 50 years old, she has worked at only one place. Heritage Financial Group, Inc. That is suspicious immediately, given what we uncover here. But if we do a quick search on Heritage Financial, it gets even worse. Although said to manage businesses in several states, its website is a single white half page that looks like it was just created last night on a Big Chief tablet. I don't know what a Big Chief tablet is. That's the whole enchilada. I think DHS, Department of Homeland Security, needs to hire a better tech team to fake these pages. That is just pathetic. InstantCheckmate.com has a web has a page for her, and it tells us she has lived in Joint Base Lewis, McCord, Washington. Actually, when I was near Toronto Pearson, I saw a airport. I saw a plane with, interestingly enough, McCord, Washington on it. And I think it even said Base Lewis on the tail. And I meant to take a picture of it and look it up because I was curious what was in McCord, Washington. Let's just do a quick search here and see McCord, Washington. Probably near Seattle somewhere, near Boeing, I'm sure. Yeah, it looks like it here. Near Lakewood, Washington State. Off I-5. Yeah, it's, yeah, okay, here we go. It's basically Seattle. Pretty much. McCord Air Force Base. It's 9.1 miles southwest of Tacoma. Interesting numerology even for that. Interesting. The things we learn. McCord, that's back. Let's take another look. Any psyops at McCord? Nope. Interesting. United States military is vast. Let's put it that way. Getting back to it. Ooh, that sounds good. What is that? It's a military base, and its scary webpage starts by telling you that you are accessing a restricted site authorized for government use only. You are warned that the USG routinely intercepts and monitors communications on this site for, among other things, counterintelligence investigations. Intrigued? So this lady seems like a normal attendee at a country music concert. At least we have indication she has worked at other places than Heritage Financial. What could those places be, I wonder? Well, oh, I was right. I'm wrong. Well, Joint Base Lewis-McCord is the site of the 12th Psychological Operations Group. It is connected to the 324th and the 349th in Aurora, Colorado, and the 353rd in Las Vegas. Also, the 14th Psychological Operations Battalion in Mountain View, California, which links us to some of these other alleged victims. Mountain View also links us to the tech companies I mentioned above, all owned in part by Vanguard. Remember, Mountain View is the home of Google, Mozilla, Semantic, Intuit, LinkedIn, and many other tech companies. It was the home of Schlockley Semiconductors, which we saw in my paper on Steve Jobs. So it looks like we have found another one of the keys to this event. Psychological operations. We have intuited this was a major psyop from the get-go, but here we see it is hard linked to many actual psychological operations groups. We may infer that this is where the planning was done, and some of the fake victims were apparently taken from the vicinities. Next, let's hit Jessica Klimchuk. Okay, I think I passed over this. Passover. He just goes through quite a few victims, including lots of Canadians. Here's another. There's quite a few funny names that they intersperse funny names just for their own humor, I guess. How about Derek Bo Taylor? That already looks like a joke. Remember Bo Derek from the movie 10? Well, we do find him at Intellius, but with the wrong age. He is 54 there, but given as 56 in the list. Anyway. There's just some funny names here. Okay, let's keep reading. I've done almost half the victims by now. Do I need to go on? If this event had been real and these people actually killed in it, a victims list would not throw up so many dead ends and red flags. I have definitely proven that either, one, this event was faked, or two, Intellius is worthless as a people search. My enemies will claim it is the latter. But this would mean the big government computers are about as smart as Jim Fetzer at the end of a whiskey binge. The computers weren't able to locate and confirm a sizable percentage of these victims, which is pretty difficult to understand. I mean, this wasn't a bagpipe concert on an Amish farm. These people weren't living off the grid in dugouts in Woodland, Arkansas. These were supposed to be North Americans like you and me, tracked from birth with a mountain of paperwork, a bloated bureaucracy, and now a spy state, complete with satellites, which I think are fake,
security cameras, drones, black helicopters, open mail, bug phones, and round-the-clock surveillance. So it looks to me like you either have to give up your belief in the Las Vegas event or give up your belief in the big computers. Since they somehow know where I went to preschool in 1969, before computers, you can see why I have no belief in the Las Vegas event. You will say, if the computers are so smart, why wasn't the information from Las Vegas fed into them? Wouldn't it have been easy to update Intellius with the information on the victims list? It would seem so, but as we have seen before, apparently they prefer not to. Either someone is stopping them, they are too lazy, knowing no one will do the research, and if he does, no one will care, which I think is the truth, or they are testing some of us. They do seem to leave overt clues on purpose, possibly for their own amusement, or maybe this is a real-life IQ test. I admit it is more interesting than Stanford-Binet, which I guess is some kind of test. Although I have shown that many of these people may have been made up, I can see that it is possible some of them died the week of the Las Vegas event from natural or other causes, car wrecks, bungee jumping accidents, slot machine fatalities, etc., and were simply inserted into this list later. We have seen evidence of that in other events, such as the Gabby Gifford shooting. Now, I'm not sure what he's talking about there. I also remind you that we have seen people in previous events fake their deaths when they go into intelligence. And as I was saying on the audio chat earlier, I'm watching the movie Eraser. And the point of that was to show how people's deaths are faked and then they're put under witness protection or, in this case, go into intelligence with new identities. This is how they go undercover. So again, it is possible a few of these people were recently recruited into covert ops and were inserted into this list for that reason. This would explain why even some of them close, this would explain why even some of those close to them believe they died. Some of my readers can't understand how that works, but that is how it works. Therefore, if you hear from someone you trust that so-and-so has died, it is possible that trustworthy person really believes it and may have seen good evidence of it. Not perfect evidence, but good evidence. But just because a trustworthy person tells you something doesn't mean it is true. Doesn't mean it's true. It just means that they have been fooled by someone. It isn't that hard to accomplish. You see all the time in the movies and have no trouble believing it then. Okay, sorry. Sometimes I don't read properly. You see it all the time in the movies and have no trouble believing it then. But for some reason, people don't believe this happens in real life. It does. The military does stuff like this every day and has for centuries. I have even seen it happen here locally. A girl from my hometown fooled all her friends into thinking she died, and they still believe it. It never occurs to most people to question things like this. Most people accept everything on faith, which is why these big events, like the one in Las Vegas, are so easy for the government to sell, or people influencing the government. And truth be told, people aren't only gullible, they have a morbid streak a mile wide. Although they would deny it, most people want to believe in serial killers and mass murderers. That is my experience. They are very attached to the macabre and don't want to give it up. It would take a certain light out of their boring lives. I figured this out after Sandy Hook. I thought people would be happy to know these children weren't shot in the face, but I found that wasn't the case. They actually got angry at me for suggesting it to them. How dare I take their ghoulish glee away from them? We see the same thing here, and I have to say that it seems women have a stronger attraction to the blood and guts than men do. They will try to tell you it is because they are more compassionate, and I used to believe that. I no longer do. They are attached to these events in a way that is foreign to me, but it doesn't look like compassion. As I say, it looks like a simple, or not so simple, fascination with macabre. Remember, slasher movies are made for women, and they flock to them. Is that explained by compassion? No. Compassion is primal, and women have their fair share of it, but something else primal is being tapped in these bloody events.
The governors know what they're doing, and they can control you via either your finer or your baser instincts. That is, unless you learn to control yourself. Anyway, I just love this kind of writing. This is right up my alley, and I love the bigger picture, and that's why I just really super enjoy Miles' writing. He's super intelligent. Sure would be nice if he's listening to this for him to come on an audio chat or do a Fakeologist proper interview, but just absolutely fantastic stuff. He gets the bigger picture. I enjoy the bigger picture. That's really what I try and propagate and promote on Fakeologist.com. I hope you've enjoyed this little addendum. I think I'm going to clip this out and put it on its own as well for anyone to peruse who doesn't want to get through to this whole large audio chat, because we've had another great day on the audio chat. 2 hours and 20 minutes up to now. Thank you so much. We'll talk at you later.
G'day guys, it's Harry L here from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.